Welcome back to His Time. It is Friday, February 7th. It's Friday. That means it is time for Creation Club. Good morning, Pastor Wirth.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Trying to stay warm. How about you?
Yeah. When you come inside, it's nice and toasty, but outside, it is cold.
It is very cold. But it sounds like things were kind of hot on Tuesday, huh?
Well, there was quite the debate, although it was hot in the sense that there was a lively debate, but the men, both Bill Nye, the science guy, and Ken Ham, of Answers in Genesis, both maintained their composure. They were respectful, and in that regard, it wasn't a lot of overt animosity, so it wasn't hot in that sense. But it was a lively debate, that's for sure. 2.5 hours worth.
Wow. And I bet you were just engaged the whole time.
Indeed. Once we got the technology working, first of all, you had the snowstorm that kind of hurt us a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. we had advertised that we would have it at church, and only 4 people managed to make it with the snow. But I know a lot of people were watching it at home, too, because you could watch it on debatelive.org. So people watched it at home. And they had the full house at Answers in Genesis at the Creation Museum, even though there was a snowstorm there, too. But the place was packed, and they had representatives of the media. And something like 3 million people or more were watching it live that evening, and then millions more have watched it since. And so we'd like to talk about that a little bit today for those who didn't see it, just kind of give a quick rundown of what happened.
Yeah, certainly. Give us the rundown. I was going to say play-by-play, but we don't have 2.5 hours, do we?
We don't have 2.5 hours, no. And if people saw the thing in the Post-Dispatch yesterday, St. Louis Post-Dispatch had a short article about it, and the headline says, "Bible Doesn't Tell Earth's History, Science Guy Says." And if you read the article, you'd almost think that Ken Ham didn't show up. And the only quotation they have of Ken Ham in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch article is that he says, "The Bible is the Word of God. I admit that's where I start from." And so nothing in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch article, which is from the Associated Press, says anything about Ken Ham presenting scientific evidence. So that's pretty much the world's view. And when you come back to the debate itself, many people who believe in evolution were discouraging Bill Nye to even debate, because they said, "You're just going to give credibility to these religious nuts," and they look down their noses at people who believe in creation. Well, Bill Nye certainly is that type of person, but he did show up for the debate and did his part, and he did his part well. I mean, he's a man with style and flair, and he's very popular as a presenter of scientific ideas for good reason, because he's articulate and fun to listen to, fun to watch. But he's wrong. He's wrong on a whole bunch of points. And in the presentation the other evening, it was frustrating to me that he never acknowledged any of the things that Ken Ham said. And the debate format was such that he didn't have to. Each side was able to present their own side, and then there was time for rebuttal and so forth. But it was not set up so that there was any requirement that debaters actually answer each other's questions. And so while Ken Ham did present plenty of scientific evidence, in addition to his saying, "I believe what I believe because God's Word, the Bible, teaches it," Bill Nye acted as though, "No, you don't have any understanding of science whatsoever, and you believe," and this is something Bill Nye continually said, "Ken Ham's interpretation is of a 3,000-year-old book translated into American English." And he used the worn-out story about the game telephone, where mm-hmm. a person whispers in the next person's ear at a party, and it kind of goes around until everybody has had the whisper passed around, and you see how garbled the message got at the end of the round. That's not at all reflective of how the sacred text has been passed down. And Bill Nye shows his own ignorance of Scripture and the ancient text and the transmission of the text and biblical translation and all of that. And, he can just shrug that all off and say, "Well, I'm no theologian." Yeah, you're no theologian, and you're not half the scientist you think you are either, which is part of the problem. He's very prideful. And I guess if a person went into this expecting that either one was going to change the other's mind, you'd be greatly disappointed. But that was an unrealistic expectation. Nye came into this denying not only biblical Christianity, but denying that there is any real evidence against the theory of evolution, and that and basically having the idea that if you're a real scientist, you automatically have to believe in evolution, because the belief in evolution is foundational to everything. And for him, science, technology, it's all one thing. From the very beginning, Ken Ham made a very good point, pointing out that the word science and even the word evolution, these words have been hijacked by the other side and are misused and often used in different ways. Mm-hmm. And so Ken Ham is very precise in how he uses them. He explains the difference between observational science, that's testable, observable, repeatable in the present time, versus what he calls historical science, which is people extrapolating things from the present go into the distant past, which you cannot observe in the same way. And, you know, I think Ken Ham does an excellent job of explaining the difference and why that's important. Bill Nye just completely shrugged that off. He said there's no difference, you know, that the same principles apply, and so he refused to even acknowledge that that's a realistic distinction, when it seems, you know, isn't that just something that's obviously true? Nobody can go back, you know, a million years. No human being can go back and recreate the past. You can talk about it. You can make educated guesses about it, but you can't observe it in the same way you can observe the present. But if you were to listen to Bill Nye, it's as if, oh, yeah, we could observe the past and know just as surely what happened 250 million years ago or 15 billion years ago as what happened right in the present that we're observing right before our very eyes right now. And throughout the debate, one of the things that Ken Ham did that was, from the very beginning, trying to show that a creation model of origins is a viable alternative, even in this scientific age, he showed clips of a number of real scientists with PhDs in their respective fields who are inventors. And, you know, the guy who invented the MRI machine, a man who invented a special worm gear that was crucial to the successful operation of a space probe or of a satellite. And so these men testified briefly in video clips that Ken Ham presented. And again, Bill Nye just shrugged it all off. He acted as though there is no such thing as a real scientist who believes in creation. These guys are real scientists. They have their doctorates, earned doctorates in their respective scientific disciplines. Bill Nye does not. These are men who have invented big, important, life-changing inventions. You know, Bill Nye does not have that same claim, and yet he shrugs off all of those kinds of people as not being real scientists, as if they're all nitwits and stupid because they don't believe in his idea of what is scientific fact, and the scientific fact is really something he refuses to acknowledge is a religious belief. And Dr. Albert Mohler, mm-hmm. of
Southern Seminary.
I'm sorry?
Southern Seminary in Louisville, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And he has come up with a critique of the debate, and it's available at his website, albertmohler.com. And I think he did a very good job of summarizing what happened, and he gets kind of cuts to the chase, pointing that ultimately, you know, it's not so much about faith and science or evolution and creation or fossils or anything else. What the whole debate really boiled down to is a difference of worldviews. And Ken Ham understands that and presented that very clearly and decisively. But Bill Nye acts as though he has no worldview. His point is science is what we know, and it's on the basis of natural law and observation, and any reasonable man, and he keeps coming back to this reasonable man and presents himself as the ultimate reasonable man, you know these things. So he would say that Ken Ham has a worldview. Bill Nye does not think he has a worldview. He thinks he's the ultimate reasonable man, and he could dismiss all of Ken Ham's arguments, all of the arguments of Christianity, as not reasonable, even if they were presented by people who have PhDs in biology or chemistry or astronomy or what have you. You know, they are somehow not reasonable, but he's reasonable because he knows the facts. And then regarding religion, at one point, Bill Nye would, in fact, more than once, he referred to the fact that there are billions of religious people in the world, but they accept modern science. It's only a few people like Ken Ham who don't. But, you know, really, if you really push him on this,
yeah.
it's not that billions of people really believe in evolution. That's not necessarily the case. But his when he had the backpedal, basically, is that billions of people use modern technology. Well, guess what? So do creationists. And you would hardly find a place displaying high-tech stuff than at the Creation Museum, and which it's state-of-the-art technology at the Creation Museum. And yet that didn't faze Bill Nye at all. He still was able to act as though Ken Ham and anybody who believes in a young Earth creation is stupid and idiot, and he repeatedly asked his audience, you know, as taxpayers and parents, to you know, fund public education and not to allow this kind of nonsense to be taught, and he kept coming back to saying, you know, we need scientists, we need inventors, we need people who can solve problems, and it was like he was completely oblivious to the fact that Ken Ham had given him example after example in the present time, as well as people from the past, famous scientists in the past, like Isaac Newton, you know, people who did believe in God, who believed in creation, and who looked at science as thinking God's thoughts after him. I know some people that I talked to, Christian people, were disappointed that Ken Ham came back to the Bible so much, and they felt that that kind of weakened his position, at least in the eyes of people who are undecided. And I guess that would be a situation that you have to face the fact that we must admit up front, as Ken did, that we believe what we believe because we have the eyewitness account of the only one who was there, God, and that's in the Bible. We were not there to see a six-day creation. We were not there to see Noah's flood. We have testimony of God, you know, who was there, and through the prophets and the apostles, we've got, you know, God's word that tells us about these things. We also do have evidence in the present that supports this kind of thing. And again, you know, Ken Ham was able to say, well, what would you expect if there was a worldwide flood? Well, you would expect there would be waterborne sediments that buried living things rapidly, and you would find fossilized remains all over the world, including at high elevations, and so on. And guess what? That's exactly what we find. Really seems to support, you know, what the Bible says about a worldwide flood. You know, with Bill Nye, his idea was it's just improbable, impossible to imagine a human being successfully building this big wooden boat and having all these animals on there. And again, when Ken Ham would, you know, answer what Bill Nye said, it was as if he hadn't even spoken, because Bill Nye just continually retreated to those same points. And what I want to say for our listeners, if you haven't watched it, it's not too late. You can still watch it on debatelive.org. You can also order the DVD and see that. It's a 2.5-hour long presentation, so it takes a lot of time. And I would say it's going to take longer than that, too, particularly if you sit down and work point by point, because all of the things that Bill Nye said, and he said a whole lot of things that were wrong, every single thing has already been answered thoroughly by the good people at AnswersInGenesis.org, the people at Creation Museum, Ken Ham, Dr. David Menton, Andrew Snelling, Danny Faulkner, Georgia Purdom. These people have fully and completely answered all of the points that Bill Nye made, and you know, it's as if he's just completely oblivious to this. Not only in terms of the biblical truth, mm-hmm. but even the scientific facts, things about fossils, about radiometric dating, the importance of things like the eruption of Mount St. Helens and the aftermath, and how this shows that layers can be laid down quickly and eroded quickly. And again, he referred to the Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon is a powerful witness for the reality of what the Bible says about creation and the flood. And Dr. Andrew Snelling of Answers in Genesis is a geologist who explains these things very well. So I urge our listeners to check out AnswersInGenesis.org and learn more about these things. And praise God for the testimony of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, something Ken Ham confessed very clearly.
Amen. Pastor Worth, thanks so much for keeping us up to date on all these things. We'll talk to you next Friday.
I look forward to it.
God's blessings.
God bless you.
Coming up in the next segment, we'll join together for morning prayer.